Join Kenneth Copeland today on the Believer's Voice of Victory as he begins an encouraging series on God's good plan for you. Living in that good plan starts by making a quality decision to live the Word of God and obey it.
Open your Bibles with me to the book of Proverbs, please. Now, I need you to stay with me these few days that the Lord has provided for you and me to spend together in the Word. Bring your Bibles with you and come determined to focus on the Word. Nothing of any quality takes place without first there is a quality decision. Did you ever notice that if you say, you know, I really believe that I just kind of feel like the Lord might want me to fast for a few days. You're about to eat three or four of the biggest meals you have ever eaten in your entire life because you just let the devil know and there was no decision there. Man, I mean, he'll get all over that. A quality decision is a decision from which there is no retreat and about which there's no more argument. So make a decision of quality. I'm going to be in every one of these services. I don't care what happens. There's no way I said it already. I'm going to hear the voice of God and I'm going to be there. I'm going to be there. And when I get in these services, I will focus and hear what God has to say. I've actually seen this happen. People be in a service that I knew something about what was wrong or going on in their lives. And particularly with somebody like Kenneth Hagin, I've seen it. I've had it happen to me where he'd be going along here, and you remember, Stan, how he'd do, he'd be, you know, just walking along, and he'd just stop. And he'd just start talking about something that just seemed like had nothing to do with what he'd been talking about. I've had him walk right up in front of me and just start talking about something and maybe spend 45 minutes on it. And then say, well, I don't know why I got off on that. Well, I could have answered him if he just wanted to know. Because what he was saying was what I asked the Lord for before I went to the service that night. But I've seen people, like I said, that I had some knowledge of what was going on in their lives. And seen somebody like Brother Hagin and start speaking exactly what that person had asked, was crying out for, was looking for answers for, and some little something happened in the congregation and see that very person turn around and look and gaze around trying to see what is going on. And then by the time he or she turned back around, Brother Hagin had gone on. The devil was able to distract them because they did not make a decision to hear it. But if you make a decision, anything he says, I'm going to hear it, and I don't care if they blow the seat out from under me, I'm not taking my eyes off the man of God or the woman of God. Boy, the devil has no defense for that. He can't handle it. Amen. Praise God. That is worth coming to church for. Amen. All right. When we were here, let me put it this way. My last service here, which was last year about this time, We were in the fourth chapter of Proverbs, so let's go back there and pick up where we left off. And Proverbs chapter 4. Verse 20, my son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those that find them. So there's going to have to be some searching, right? And health, actually the Hebrew text says medicine, to all their flesh. Now then, let's go back into the third chapter. And let's see if there's anything here that you might be interested in. My son, forget not my law, or forget not my word and my precepts and concepts. Let your heart keep my commandments. Now, let me remind you, this, of course, is referring to the law of Moses. We are functioning under the law of Jesus. It's amazing to me how few born again, Holy Ghost baptized, tongue talking, healing, believing Christians don't know what the commandment of the church is. And if you ask, you're going to hear to love one another. Amen. However, 1 John chapter 3 says this is the commandment, believe on the name of His Son Jesus Christ and love one another. Believing on that name is the first part, that's part A of the commandment. Very important. Very important. Without faith in the name, you can't keep that second part. Amen. Amen. So now, now that we've established that, let's read that again. My son, forget not my law. Let your heart keep my commandments. Now, you might want to do like I did. I just wrote out there at the side of it. Believe on the name of Jesus and love one another as He gave commandment. Now, if I do that, I satisfy all of the other commandments. Ooh, that puts us in a good position there, doesn't it? You know what it does? It puts us in exactly the same position that Jesus was in. Amen. Now, when this says for, you know, nobody starts a conversation with for or therefore. Do you ever have anybody walk up to you and say, hey, David, therefore?
No.
No. So there's something important here that connects these two verses together. Now notice it. My son, forget not my law. Let your heart keep my commandments. Believe on the name of Jesus and love one another as I gave commandment. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to you. Now, you interested in that? Ooh, I am too. Let not mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them about your neck. Write them upon the table of your heart. So shall you find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Now listen to this part. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path. So He is saying, you walk in the law of love. You keep the commandment of love. And length of days and peace and favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Mercy and truth won't forsake you. If you trust in the heart, trust in the Lord with all your might, and don't lean to your own understanding. Now, let's settle this right now. As we go here, we're going to learn the absolute value of obedience to the Word of God. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. One thing that would include is you get direction from the Lord. All of the other alternatives don't mean anything anymore. Abraham considered not his own body, nor the body of his wife, and said he hoped against hope. But now, people think it's wisdom and that it's, you know, the right thing to do is consider all of the circumstances, look at all of this and look at all of that before we make a decision. All you're doing is just confusing yourself, yes. My brother. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, you're really making a mess. You get all of that other stuff going on in there. Well, you know, we have to consider this, and then we have to consider that, and consider this, and consider this. You're about to foul it up because you get confused. And that will steal your faith. It is also a ground for strife. So lean not to your own understanding. Well, yeah, but Brother Copeland, how am I going to know? Well, if you took the same amount of time and spent it with God inquiring of Him, Jesus said, one thing is needful, and it's the Word of God. Mary hath chosen this good part. She sat at His feet and heard the Word. So He said, she has chosen this. And now listen to what He said, and it cannot be taken away from her. Now, you remember, He said, the sower sows the word. Satan comes immediately to steal the word. Now, why does he do that? Well, he knows if he leaves you alone long enough, you'll say it and the Father will do it. So he starts in on you, and, you know, and Jesus outlined the only five things he's got, only five things the devil has to steal the word from you. And it starts off with becoming offended. So the first thing he'll come at you is, over here. And you won't hear, no. Have you been hearing what they've been saying about you? and this idiotic stuff you've been talking about, not ever borrowing any money anymore. Do you realize what they're saying about you down there? Over here. Do you realize what they've been, see? And he'll just keep at you like that until you finally, they've been saying that about me. Now, the moment you say what he says, now he can do the work. Can't change the process. Only can change the words. The process is the kingdom of God process for bringing thy will be done in heaven on the earth as it is in heaven. Is my words are not my own. It's I only say what the word says. I only do. I say I'm not considering all that other. Back there years ago, we'd been in the ministry just a few years, and the Lord said, I want you to go on the radio. I didn't want to go on the radio. But he said, go on the radio. Well, I thought I was already tired and already busy. And I didn't want to do that. But anyway, I agreed to do it. And then he said, I am coming so soon, I want this word of faith on every available voice. Which, you know, of course, would be radio, television, the print back in those days. Well, we've added a lot of voices since then. We've added the internet. I preach on telephones now. Praise God. But now when the Lord said that, at first, I started thinking about all these other things about, well, I don't have time to do that. And then, you know, da 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 da. And the Lord just arrested me. And I came back to this. Don't lean to your own understanding. Stop considering all that stuff, because if you do, you're going to miss the plan of God. Amen. So I agreed to do it. And once I agreed to do it, I said, okay, I'm going to do it. It's done. So we just launched. And at that close of that year, we were on about 30 stations at that time. And it was just right at the close of the year there when the Lord told us to launch this whole thing. Our entire budget, our whole income for that year was $350,000 and some change for the whole year. That's the whole budget for the whole year. We agreed to do that. By the end of the year, just the last, about the last 6 weeks of the year there, we went on 30 stations. By the end of the next year, our radio bill was $400,000 a month. Now, can you see what would have happened to me had I considered all of that and checked up on all of the prices? I didn't know there were 700 gospel stations in North America. Had I stopped, he said, I want you on every gospel radio station in North America. Every one of them that'll accept your broadcast. Now, if I'd have stopped and counted them, see, I had my direction. Now, when God gives you your direction, He just qualified you to do it. Amen. It don't have nothing to do with your education. It doesn't have anything to do with how many schools you went to or how many schools you didn't go to. It has nothing to do with who your parents are. But now if I'd stopped and counted all that up and figured up how much that would be, I probably wouldn't be on them all yet. But when you take Him at His command, the moment you say yes, you're not only qualified to do it, you have now been empowered to do it. But now you have to remember this. We were walking in the Word of God at that time, and because God said to, when we began this ministry, we didn't have any debt. Now that's a big thing. See, I didn't know how to live that way. But once Gloria and I accepted the command and accepted what the Word said, now God's obligated to teach us how to live and be totally successful at what He says do, and not borrow money, and not put our trust in a system or government, the banking system or something like that. Now, and just follow me here now. When He said, go on all of gospel radio stations in North America, I said, yes, sir. So we just set out on it. Amen. And like I said, by the end of the next year, our radio bill was more a month than what our whole income was the year before. And you know what? One of the easiest things we ever did. Why? It's the Father that dwelleth within. He does the work. I done spoke. So, well, how are we going to raise that money? You're whipped already, bud. Do you remember the scripture says no man goes to war at his own expense? What kind of an Air Force would we have if all the pilots had to raise the money to buy the airplane? We wouldn't have one. None. How many of you were in the Navy? Did they require you, Lynn, to raise the money for whatever vessel you were? No, well, of course not. You wouldn't have anything to do with them if they were. Why? Because that's their job. That's God's job. Amen. That's His job. He is supply.
Partnership distributes God's anointings. Through partnership with Kenneth Copeland Ministries, you have access to the anointing and graces on Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and their partners. And you become part of something bigger as your anointing and graces are now available to the Copelands and their partners.
I know that the anointedness on him is on all his partners.
Being partners with KCM and with Kenneth and Gloria and everyone, it increases our faith also to know that, do you know what, they're out there doing it, and what God's doing for them, He can also do for us.
Here's one anointing, here's another anointing, but when the Spirit of God joins them together, you've established an anointing that didn't exist, but it's a combination of those two.
We allow Him to join us in divine connections and so forth. It increases the anointing in both of them.
We've all seen programs where an evil mastermind tries to take over the world, but that's not the way our God works His plan. His good plan is for your success. When you know how you fit into His plan and make the quality decision to be there, you can live to your full potential.
God's Master Plan for Your Life, a book by Gloria Copeland, will help you discover how the Master Creator created you as His masterpiece and gave you a specific role to fulfill while on this earth. Also, Kenneth Copeland and Keith Moore candidly share key insights in Grace, Your Place for Opportunity, Ability, and Success. In this CD or DVD series, they expound on how God's grace prepares you for and places you in your part of His great plan. They share key scriptures as well as life examples of how you are graced for your place.
Knowing who you were made to be and how you fit into His plan will bring you satisfaction and fulfillment. You can thrive and flourish in God's master plan for your life.
Know who you are in Christ and where you fit into God's master plan. Order God's Good Plan package at a special price of only $29.95 and save over 30%. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call or write to us today. Thrive and flourish in God's master plan. Live your life to its full potential and receive God's grace to carry out His plan for you. For an additional 10% off, order your package online.
Today on the broadcast, Brother Copeland was talking about trusting in the Lord with all of our hearts and not leaning to our own understanding, but instead acknowledging Him in all our ways. And the Word says that God will direct our paths. It's that obedience. It puts you on that right path that God created just for you, the plan that He has for your life. And that's why we're making this special package available to you today, God's Good Plan. It goes right along with the teaching that you heard. This is a book by Gloria Copeland called God's Master Plan for Your Life. And in that, we're including this series by Brother Copeland and Keith Moore entitled Grace, Your Place for Opportunity, Ability, and Success. The grace of God, that is the greatest plan you and I could ever live in. In that plan, we will never fail. Why? Because God knew you. He knew you before you were born. He knew you before you took your first breath. So don't let the pressures of this world try to tell you who to become. You go find out who you are from His Word. You get into these materials and find out that God has a specific plan for your life. Make that decision by faith, enter into it, and let the Word do the work. Amen. Listen, I want to tell you about some great things coming up here through Kenneth Copeland Ministries. We've got an outstanding meeting that you may want to come and be a part of. We have events all over the world inviting people. Come, build your faith, grow in the Lord. This Friday and Saturday is the Living Victory Las Vegas Faith Encounter, May 30th and 31st. At the M Resort in Henderson, Nevada. So join Brother Copeland along with Steve and Kelly Swisher. They're going to have a special partner meeting you want to be a part of, teaching the Word, talking about what's going on here at the ministry, a special healing service that you want to be a part of. Get in this meeting, get in the Word of God, and watch your life change forever. For more information, go to kcm.org. Thanks for joining us today. This is Jeremy Pearson's reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you. The Believer's Voice of Victory is available on DVD or CD at kcm.org. You can also view the webcasts online at your convenience or download them as video or audio files. Continue to grow in God's Word and build your faith with this week's product offer. These Word-based teachings will help you live in victory. Order your copy today. Receive the great grace God is abounding toward you and live in the blessing. This is your year of victory. Come to the Southwest Believers Convention June 30th through July 5th at the Fort Worth Convention Center in downtown Fort Worth, Texas. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland along with Jerry Savelle, Jesse Duplantis, Creflo Dollar, Keith Moore, and Bill Winston for a week-long conference that will change your life. Receive God's Word, His wisdom, and His plan to live a strong, healthy, blessed life. Bring your family and friends. There'll be live Spanish interpretation, pre-service prayer with Pastor Terry Copeland Pearsons, exciting youth services for teens, and Super Kid Academy for children. Come to a special partner meeting with Kenneth Copeland Friday morning. Then join Gloria Copeland for a powerful healing service on Saturday morning. Celebrate the 4th of July with us as we honor God for His goodness and celebrate our nation's birthday. It's all free June 30th through July 5th at the Southwest Believers Convention. For more information, go to kcm.org/southwest.